USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump rolling out a health care plan that takes further steps towards weakening what was called Obamacare. He says millions of Americans would benefit from these quality and affordable health care plans.
The previous administration imposed crushing fines and other penalties on HRAs to prevent employees from selecting the plan of their choice. It was impossible. With today's action, we are eliminating all of those restrictions.
Critics say many Americans will be drawn to the plans by the low prices, but we'll find out later many basic procedures are not covered, and they could end up paying a whole lot more later. Opponents of the president's ban on transgender people serving in the military being handed a setback as a federal court's ordered a lower court to reconsider its decision lifting the ban because it says it didn't show enough deference to the military's judgment. And this is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The lineup's been set for the first Democratic presidential debate leading up to the 2020 election. NBC News will moderate the first one in two parts on June 26th and 27th in Miami. On the first night, Senator Cory Booker, Senator Elizabeth Warren, and former Representative Beto O'Rourke will get the spotlight. Members of the second group include former VP Joe Biden, Senator Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, and Senator Bernie Sanders. Meanwhile, the candidates will be out and about on this weekend, many of them in Iowa and New Hampshire. Kirsten Gillibrand was in the latter state for Friday events, where she said President Trump and other Republicans are trying hard to repeal Roe versus Wade.
I think what President Trump has done is an all-out assault on women's reproductive freedom. He has emboldened 30 state legislatures from around the country to try to pass anti-choice, anti-human rights legislation for women.
This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Ivanka Trump claiming she made nearly $4 million from the family's D.C. hotel last year. As with all government officials, she had to disclose her finances. She also earned more than $2 million as a worker for the Trump Organization and still made $1 million from her fashion line as well, though now she's shutting that down. A Republican congressman looks back at being shot 2 years ago while simply practicing for a congressional baseball game. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more on this story.
2 years ago on Friday, House Minority Whip Republican Steve Scalise from Louisiana suffered a life-threatening wound when a gunman opened fire during a practice for the congressional baseball game. His book, Back in the Game, tells a story of the shooting and is now available in paperback. Scalise also joined CBS this morning and talks about the main message in the book.
The book's about really the heroes and the miracles that that all were at place that day 2 years ago on that baseball field. The heroes that saved my life and everybody on the ball field, David Bailey and Crystal Griner, the two Capitol police officers, so many other police officers that were there that day, people like Brad Winstrup, heroes that saved our lives.
And President Trump getting a look at the helicopter that will soon be transporting him and future presidents, a VH-92 chopper making a practice landing on the south lawn of the White House to replace the aging fleet of helicopters that are labeled Marine One, beginning later this year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.